This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Guess who's happy that the Prime Minister prorogued Parliament? Well, of course, Liberal partisans and some Liberal cabinet ministers and the Kielburgers, because evidence is mounting that some were less than forthcoming in their testimony to the parliamentary committees. Okay, misleading to the point of deceitful in some cases, concerning the awarding of a $543 million contract to a shell organization, no employees there, no assets, no track record of any kind, and the failure of public servants and the cabinet under the leadership of Chrystia Freeland to do any financial due diligence. Now, given Parliament already wasn't sitting, the only reason to prorogue Parliament was to shut down the three separate committees, Finance, Governmental Affairs, and Ethics, investigating the wee charity scandal. Proroguing Parliament shut them down in the hopes of preventing any more embarrassing evidence and testimony coming to the public's attention. But please don't overlook that it wasn't the only investigation shut down. So was the committee looking into Canada's very troubled relationship to China, which is obviously extremely important and timely given the Chinese communist takeover of Hong Kong, the holding of Canadian hostages Michael Spavor, Michael Kovrig, the federal government's reluctance to join our allies in banning Huawei from building our 5G network, and much more. I mean, including infiltration of Chinese money into our politics, economy, and universities. The National Security and Intelligence Committee of parliamentarians, the Canadian military, and CSIS have all warned that China is a threat to our national security, citing espionage, foreign influence, cyber threats. David Vigneault, director of CSIS, states that China represents, in quotes, the most clear and significant challenge when it comes to espionage targeting Canadian campuses, which is engaged in monitoring and or coercion of students, faculty, and university officials. But despite all that, the committees shut down. Now, I don't know what they were planning to recommend, but one thing for sure, as Spavor and Kovrig's families can attest, what we're doing now isn't working. So back to the question, who's happy that Parliament has been prorogued, which shuts down the Committee on China, maybe permanently? Well, the answer? Xi Jinping, the Communist Party of China, along with their paid advocates in Canada, some of them former politicians. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.